Right. Today, as we all know, is Yom Zikaron. A few hours going to be Yom Ha'atzmaut. For this, you know, they didn't give me such a long amount of time to speak, and you know, this could almost be a venting session considering I go to a Hasidic yeshiva. But I'll try and, you know, got a few books here. I hope I'll get through some of them at least. We're going to go through a few of them. Talk a little bit, I guess the title of the shiur officially is Yom Ha'atzmaut, an independent day, which means that I can talk about whatever I want on Yom Ha'atzmaut. That's what it means. So here we go. This is some amazing Torahs here. All right. Some of these Torahs you may have heard from me. I don't care, I could say them over and over. Unbelievable. Now, the first Torah we're going to talk about is a Torah. You got to start off with some Chassidus and continue with some, and you know, just because you're in Hezer Yeshiva, just because of someone who's not a Tzion, doesn't mean they don't have what to say about the topic you want to talk about. So, Rabbi Nachman, in his, he has a Sefer called Sefer Eretz Yisrael, a Sefer of Torah is put together by him. His Sefer is put in Maran, but his Torah is on Eretz Yisrael put together in a book, but it's his Torah's. And in the Hakdama, well, the whole Sefer says some extremely interesting things. Believe it or not, Rabbi Nachman liked Eretz Yisrael, like most Jews. He was a very big fan, huge on the inyan of getting to Eretz Yisrael and the Nisiyah, and we'll see what he has to say about it. Here's what he says in Gimel of the Hakdama. It's Gimel Hayin Vavu quote. Mishu rotze liyot ish Yisrael be'emet dehainu she'elech midarga ledarga yifshar ki im al yidei kedushas Eretz Yisrael. He called Elyon Shetzrichin La'alot El Kedusha Huraka the Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? Someone who wants to truly be an Ish Yisraeli, right? Ish Yisrael Bamet, a man of Israel, a true man of Israel, whatever that means. Dehainu Shelech Midarga Darga, right? He wants to move up in the world. He wants to move up. He wants to get more and more and more and more. Aliyah. He can only do that. He can only grow to that certain level with Kedushas Yisrael. Why? Ki kol elyon shetzrichin alot el kedusha hu rak ad Eretz Yisrael. Because the only way where you can get to this elyon ha-kedusha, he calls it, this not just kedusha, but this elyon of kedusha. Elyon is something that it's beyond us. It means beyond us. It's in the greater realms. In order to get there, you can only do that in Eretz Yisrael. V'chein kol aliyot ha-tfila hu rak be'Eretz Yisrael, and says not only for yourself, but also aliyot ha-tfila. Tefillah going up to Shemayim and being answered quicker, whatever this means, or whatever Aliyot HaTefillah means. But he says that applies rak. He doesn't say yoter. He says rak. Eretz Yisrael. Only in Eretz Yisrael. So my first piece of information to you is if you have to daven somewhere, daven Eretz Yisrael. If you happen to be in America or anywhere else in the world and you need someone to daven, find a shaliach in Eretz Yisrael, call him up and let him daven for you. Even if he's not a davener. Because it's not necessarily totally in the person, seemingly. It's totally in the Eretz. And seemingly, Rak Be'Eretz Yisrael. Aliyot HaTefillah. And move on to Hay over here. He says, Yifshar, he talks about getting to Eretz Yisrael a lot, right? Because there's a whole inyan of getting somewhere, of yearning to get somewhere. It's a big Rabbi Nachman inyan. Of that, you know, not just being somewhere, but the way of getting there. All that derech, all that way. And he says, "Eifshar levol Eretz Yisrael kiim al yidei yisurin." The only way to get to Eretz Yisrael is with difficulties, is with hardships that come upon it. You don't just get to Eretz Yisrael. Actually, nowadays it may be different, but back then, at least, he says. So the only way to get to Eretz Yisrael, whether he's talking about the yachid or whether he's talking about the am, we're not sure. We'll see. But that's only through yisurin, only through difficulties and hardships. V'ikar yisurin haymamoniim harishayim utzei dibat haaretz. And what are these yisurin? These are the driving rishayim that are preventing you from getting there and talk slander upon Eretz Yisrael. These are things we're somewhat familiar with. The goyim talking bad about Eretz Yisrael. It happens. I mean, with the Jewish perspective on Eretz Yisrael, obviously they're discussing. Although, now, what's his name? The old guy who wrote, famous writer, came to Eretz Yisrael and wrote, like, The Place is a Swamp. I can't remember his name right now. Sorry?
Mark Twain,
when he came here, and he wrote, not about the Jewish thing, but he wrote, this place is Mamish's swamp, and that's it. It's malaria. V'al yidei hemshachas ha-Torah kanal.
How do we defend ourselves from these hardships? How do we push off these hardships to make it easier? How do we, once we get to the land even, or still on the way, how do we push these things away from us? Hemshechas HaTorah. Interesting. You don't really see that term normal, Hemshechas HaTorah. Usually it's Lima Torah, usually it's Talmud Torah. Seemingly he's referring to somewhat of a Mesorah here of Torah. Obviously, you can assume he's talking about keeping halachos and things like that. But what he actually means, he says, kanal. I think what he's talking about here is following a tradition. Obviously, Talmud Torah and everything that, not changing the ways of Torah from which you have brought through the Gullius, but keeping those ways while getting to the Gula. That's what's fighting it off. It, adding new things and more things because Yisrael are coming upon you. It's staying the status quo, it's staying the same in your Torah learning, which is seemingly going to be what's preventing these hardships from coming, what's going to be defending you from these hardships. And he says, someone who's not here, or someone who's on his way and hasn't gotten here yet, so how does he get here? He adds to it. That's Shleimus HaTorah, a completion of Torah. He keeps himself in that Torah and keeps on defending off those Yisurin, off those things that are trying to push him back from getting there. And by doing that, he's going to be zochah to get to Eretz Yisrael. And now in the next piece, he talks about once you get to Eretz Yisrael. In Vav, he says, Kishabal lebechinas Eretz Yisrael. When you get to this Bechinas Eretz Yisrael, he's not only talking about, when he says Bechinas, I mean, he's not only talking about physically when you get to Eretz Yisrael, but there's a Bechinas, seemingly, there's this concept of Eretz Yisrael, which, as he explained in Gimel, he calls it HaKadusha Elyona, right? It's a higher Kadusha. Alias HaKadusha, right? Kadusha Eretz Yisrael, Ki Kol Eliyotsha. It's an alias hakadusha. It's me'al hakadusha. It's like a kodesh kadashim, so to speak. It's this extra level that seemingly cannot be attainable anywhere else other than this concept of Eretz Yisrael. Azoy nikra gibor takif. What does he call him? An interesting choice of words over here. He calls him a gibor takif, a forceful gibor, a gibor, one who's seems like something like physical. He's this gibor takif, ki kodem sheba lebechinat Eretz Yisrael, before he got to the stage on this concept of Eretz Yisrael, azoy al yithalo chiger kimafteach, aval achkach kishnotzeach, azoy nikra ish mechama. He had to fight his way to get there. And once again, he said, there's going to be yusirim on to getting there. We know, it's not just getting to Eretz Yisrael. Nowadays, obviously, those yusirim, maybe it's because Talmud Torah and Torah is so great in the world now, maybe because Torah is so unbelievably huge in the world, that getting to Eretz Yisrael is getting that much easier. That much easier. Even when the state was founded, it was not easy to get to Eretz Yisrael. My grandfather himself, who survived the war, Zichron Levracha, when he came to visit his brother, who moved before the war, in Eretz Yisrael after the war, and my great-uncle said to him, he said, you've had enough hardships. Stay, you know, don't come to Eretz Yisrael yet. It's too difficult for you here now. And he stayed in America. It was difficult, and this was, you know, 1950s. This was 10 years after. It was difficult even when the Medina was created, even when the Jews were running the show. But Torah and Torah is growing and growing, and seemingly this Torah is what is pushing off this Yisurim and defending us from those things and making it easier. And that's when we're called an Ish Milchama. Ish Milchama, obviously from the Pasuk in Az Yasir, Hashem Ish Milchama, Hashem Shemao. Hashem is an Ish Milchama. When Hashem Shema, when he makes his name Hashem. Fine. Move to the next piece over here. Around the same time. Continue on the line of Hasidus over here. And I'm going to give over one of my favorite Torahs. Torah, obviously, of the year in Kaddishin of the Rishner, which I often quote, as you know. And this is a Torah which I go give over in Pesach every year for sure. Fortunately, Pesach is on Ben Zman. It's a big issue. But fortunately, it applies to me every single day. I'm going to give it over today. It's an unbelievable story. It's an unbelievable Torah. It's something that's not your average Torah. This was given on Leil Sheni Shel Pesach. So obviously, this was the second Seder. This was given in Rishon or Sadeh Dora in 1850, Tafreshiot. I'll start.
B'leil bet Pesach shoshnat tarfreshir b'seder sheni patach v'amer. The Rishner in the second Seder opened up his mouth by halach ma'anya and said, halach ma'anya. What is halach ma'anya? I mean, this is the bread of poor people. Lechem oni hu alechem asher anu ochlim begolus kolz man shenu zochem lebayit shalanu. What is lechem oni? Here's his parish. Lechem oni is the bread that we eat in the gullus all the time that we're not ro'er, that we're not zocha to be in our house. Obviously, our house meaning our land. If he doesn't say it now, we'll say it after. You see? And any type of that bread is called halachmanya. Bread during the year, seemingly, his parish, lachmanya. Halachmanya gam. All foods, halachmanya. Hare sha'anu ach v'rak bebechinat orchim. Why? Because we are this concept of orchim, or guests. Where we are right now, sitting in Russia or northern Ukraine, wherever he is, at this time, we're guests. And it's comfortable for us. It is. It's comfortable. Not only the Rishner, it was extra comfortable for the Rishner. The Rishner was so rich and so great, and his palace was so large that the Tsar of Russia was jealous of his palace and put him in jail because of it. Because of it. He was jealous of his boots even. It's brought down. But still for us, even me sitting in this palace right now, it's lachmanya. Hashta avade. Why? The famous line of the Gemara. We're slaves. We are slaves. Afilu anshe hashroim is Eretz Yisrael. Even the powerful ones in Eretz Yisrael, even the ones who run the government in Poland and run this and run that, even them, they are slaves. Heim bebechinat avadim begalus. They're slaves of the galus. Slaves of the exile. Uneshamos gedolenu mishuabadot lacherum. Not only us, but even our neshamos, are slaves to others. They're not ours. They're slaves. They don't belong to us. Rak pa'artzenu tachas malchus Yisrael niyeh bebechinat b'nei charum. Only in our land, tachas, the malchus of Yisrael, the kingship of Yisrael, right, called Medinas Yisrael, niyeh bebechinat b'nei charum, that's when we're going to be called b'nei charum, free men. Ach ma'osim anu kedei liyot bebechinat b'nei charum. Great question. You have to be b'nei charum on Pesach, right? You have to be. It's halacha. You got to be b'nei charim. It's halacha sweat. You have to lean. You have to follow the seder. It's a certain thing. All this in order to be b'nei charim. He asks, how are we supposed to be b'nei charim? We're sitting in the galus right now. And he paused. B'kasher higia la'amrat v'hisha'amda amar yoter m'shishim pam v'hisha'amda la'avosenim b'chol pam n'shtar panav. A little bit later in the meal, the Rishner gets up to v'hisha'amda and he says v'hisha'amda la'avotenim. Over 60 times he says it, and each time he changes his face. I'm not sure why, but each time he changes his face, it's brought down. After he finished this whole strange thing, I'm sure people at the table were waiting now after their first time saying it and be like, okay, something's happening here. He said to the people who are sitting at his table, Ani Omer, Yavo zman shekol hamemshal tafilo atov sheben yafchu lesonei Yisrael. There's going to be a time when all the governments and all the kingships of the world, even the good ones upon them, even the good ones in the world, are going to turn and become sonei Yisrael, haters of Israel, haters of Jews. Ad sheyigarshu et hayudim mikol ha'etzot hagolot tfutzotam, until they kick them out, they divorce them from their lands, migaresh. From all the lands of the Gullus and from all the diaspora. Uvemet yelenu bizayon gadosh la'achar Gullus arichash alpaim shana tia gulato itchalta de gula bofenze. And he says, you know what? It's a little embarrassing. It's a little embarrassing that after 2,000 years of waiting, the itchalta de gula is going to be like that. Not often he uses the term itchalta de geula. Usually he uses the term ikvos of the Mashiach. Here he uses the term itchalta de geula. If you want to go through his farm and see, usually he says ikvos of the Mashiach. But he says, it's a little embarrassing after 2,000 years that this is the way it has to happen, that we have to be kicked out and the goyim have to send us out, that it's not us going there on our own. He says, it's a little embarrassing. Honestly, it's embarrassing. Aval, ha'im lo girish otonu Paro melech Mitzrayim? What about the last geula? Didn't Paro kick us out of Mitzrayim? We didn't leave Mitzrayim. We were kicked out of Mitzrayim. After Moshe Rabbeinu begged with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help and the Malkos and everything, finally, once we had Paro's permission, he said, okay, now you can go. Now you can go. Go. And then obviously he chased after us, he changed his mind afterwards, right? Hardened his heart. V'akotu v'omer, because it says, ki garshu me'eretz Mitzrayim. You are megarish me'eretz Mitzrayim. You're kicked out of Eretz Mitzrayim. They didn't leave Mitzrayim. They were kicked out of Mitzrayim. Aval tiyeh mashatiyeh. It is what it is. Buvad shehaya yatzil otonim yidiyagoyim. V'ashar yimalei achar akach kadosh baruch hu me'mela. It is what it is. Let it be what it is. Okay, at least it wasn't only this gula, but it was also last gula. And then he asks that. He thinks for a little bit, and he goes, V'achar kach hosif shuv ani omer. And he says, you know what? I'm reminded of something. I take it back a little bit. Because I'm going to say again. And I've said this before. Ki gedola geula tivit mi geula nisit. Greater is the natural geula than the geula of miracles. Greater is the geula. Greater is the redemption through a natural way, as the Rambam brings down in his last halacha in Yud Bet of Malachim. Greater is that way than the way of miracles. V'davar zah ani lomed min haTorah. And he doesn't stop learning it out. Okay, he has the Rambam, but he doesn't always need to learn from the Rambam. He's got a source from the Torah. What's the source from the Torah? Shivas yamim ritzufim hayu Moshe Rabbeinu masarav b'shlichuto shemakom l'golas Yisrael Mitzrayim. It's brought down 7 times. Moshe Rabbeinu refused to be the one to take on Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. 7 times. Why? Yon ki ha-geula hi haita atida la'asot al-pi nisim v'niflot. Because that geula is supposed to be through nisim, as we know. It was done through nisim, right? U'moshe chafat she-geula tiyah rak tivis. Moshe wanted it to be a natural geula. He didn't want it to be a geula through nisim. Why? Lo nisit. Aidei nisim mle'im anu kibiyachol u'mevalim et kocho shel ha-kadusha. He says that through Nisim, where Kibiyachol, we're so to speak, wasting the kochos of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, wasting the kochos of the Kedusha, which could be more hours later on. And from this, the Sitra Achra, as we all know, the bad side, or the other side, whatever you want to call it now, Rachman al Tzlan, could be Mizgaber on the kochos, could be more Mizgaber on us. And he finishes off, Tachezi, come and see, Tachezi is same thing as Tashma, but the Zohar doesn't say Tashma, it says Tachezi. Interestingly enough. Miyad kishenigal b'derech mofet matne marsham. After Am Yisrael had their geula, had their redemption after Yitzias Mitzrayim, through wondrous things, the Ten Makos and Kriyas Yamsuf, all these amazing things that the world saw, what does it say there? Vayavo Amalek. Amalek came. That's the first thing that happens. Amalek came. First they ask for the man, obviously, because they're Jews, and they say, we're hungry. And then what? Vayavo Amalek. Amalek comes. Idgaber kochosha Amalek hu hasam avalacheret haita ilmala haita gula b'derech tibi. Now what happened? Because it was brought through Nisim, the first thing that happened was Amalek, also known as the Sitra Achra, came upon them. Unbelievable Torah here. Unbelievable Torah here. Now, okay, fine. Now that we have this Torah, the Rishner, okay, he says amazing stuff, okay, let's assume he's assuming that. Now he's talking about the Yitchal de Geula and the Yisurim, he's talking about that they're going to kick us out of our land, he's talking about the Holocaust. Let's assume that. You don't even have to. But even so, even if we assume that, do we think that he would have been believed in a Medina, you know, something that we have nowadays? You know, how can we be thankful for something that seemingly seems b'di'evet? Nope. Does the Medina not seem b'di'evet? Is there a Sanhedrin? Are there, you know, is it run kol 100% via halacha? No. The answer is no. So to answer this question, I'm going to bring another Rishner. The final Rebbe of Busyatin. Direct line from the Rishner. His great-grandson. And in the Sefer Ole Yaakov, which was drashos given in Tel Aviv. Drashos given in Tel Aviv from before the war until after HaKamas of Medina. So, some interesting topics. Tel Aviv at a time when You know, there was no churches. And on Purim in 1949, even if you've heard this from me, I'm just going to say it over and over and over. In Purim 1949, here's how he began his Seuda. B'Purim shel shana ha'avra, haya shayach adayin le'amor, be'eretz Yisrael akati ovdei da'achashverosh anan. Last year on Purim, in 1948, it was shayach to say, to still shayach adayin le'amor, it was still shayach to say, that in Eretz Yisrael, we were akasi of the Achashverosh Anan. We were under the shebud of Achashverosh. We were still slaves of the Galus. Pasha Pshat. Aval b'Purim hanochachi, kvar yesh lanu baruch Hashem medina Yisrael. On this Purim in 1949, the Purim that we're sitting at right now, in Tel Aviv, we have baruch Hashem medina Yisrael. He knew the words he was choosing. They're not stam words. He knows what Medina Yisrael means. It's not just, oh, Memshela, Mamlacha, oh, something Jewish that we're not. Aval b'Purim hanochachi kvar yesh lanu baruch Hashem Medina Yisrael. Baruch Hashem. We have Medina Yisrael, 1949. U'tzrichim anu latet hoda'a l'sha'avar. We need to be thankful for what happened a year ago. We need to be thankful for it. Extremely thankful. V'litzok lati lavo. And scream to the coming future. Klomar tzerich liitpalel. We still need a daven. Shnizke bekarv lerot et hamelucha hashlema. The complete melucha. We understand it's not perfect. Once again, but he says utzrichem anu latet hoda'a. We need to be thankful for what happened, and we need a daven that it completes and turns into a lechachila. But it doesn't mean it's not lechachila for right now. Shinizke b'karav lirosas as a melucha shlema. To see the complete melucha. Melucha shlema perusha. What is melucha shlema? V'ayital Hashem melucha, like it says in Ovadia. Zeh toler b'nitzachon Hashem b'mechamas Amalek. And what is this toler ba? The same thing that the original spoke about, and this nitzachon of Amalek. The Yisrim came upon us. Yisrim came upon us, and we need to fight off the Amalek. We need to fight off Amalek. What does that mean, to fight off Amalek? B'mechamas Amalek shebachutz. B'mechamas Amalek shebefnim. And he says, "Neged Rishay Umoto Olam Tzrei Yudim, B'mechemes Neged Yitzhara." There's two Amaleks we know. Is the Amalek, literally the people who are hurting the Jews, making tsaras upon the Jews. We need to fight them off. We need to physically fight them off, just like what happened a year ago. It needs to happen. And now that we've done that, and we need to continue to do that, now we need to fight them also bifnim. We need to fight them in our hearts. We need to beat Amalek inside each and every one of us. Hamlucha shleima tluya b'nitzachon ha'shalom b'muchamat Amalek. That's when it's going to come. When we find it out bifnim. Zeu shem reb shila lecha shem hamlucha, like it says in different yam. Zu muchamas Amalek klomar yudei nitzachon shalom muchamas Amalek yakisei shalom. So when is it going to happen? It's going to happen when we beat Amalek inside of us. But just like he says, we need to physically fight them off. And we need to give thanks for what happened. There's not someone with a kippah sregah, I'll tell you that. But like he says, tzrichim anu latet hodah l'sha'avar. We need to give thanks. Need. Must. Okay, fine. I'll bring one more piece. You know, I could literally talk for the day. But I don't have all day. Because it's almost Yom HaTzmaut. And I'll bring two more pieces. In order, you know, there's no shir on Tzionut without a little bit of Rav Kook. The whole question is, though, everyone knows Rav Kook was born before the Medina. And yes, he brought up this whole thing of Tzioni, Dati Lumi, this whole new thing, this whole concept of a religious Zionist. But would he be so pro the Medina if he knew what was going on right now? So people will say, I don't know, I don't think so. Here's what Harav, if you will, has to say in Oros HaKodesh. In Oros HaKodesh, in Kuf Lamed Vav, he writes in Musar HaKodesh. Small little piece over here. A bunch of little small pieces here. It's called Asher HaMedina Ideal. It's Kuf Lamed Vav. Nechela Gimel of Oros HaKodesh. Ein HaMedina HaOsha HaYoter Elyon Shel Adam. Translate it the best I can because it's Rav Kook and it's like translating Shakespeare into Shakespeare. But he says, "Eina medina osha yote elyon shadam."
A medina is not the ultimate elyon for a person. We'll leave that for now. What does that mean? He explains himself, because that whole sentence doesn't really make sense. I tried to make it make sense, but to me, I still haven't translated it into a sentence yet. Zenitein lahamar b'medina regila. This means that in a normal medina, she'ena ole la'aroch yoter gadol machberet achriut gdola, michevrat achriut gdola, excuse me. Once again, she'ena ole la'aroch yoter gadol michevrat achriut gdola, that they're nothing more, a medina is nothing more than the ones who are responsible for their nation. But a greater responsibility. Their responsibility is brought down from Shemayim. Not talking about anything Jewish. I'm talking about a medina in general. But a medina is something that, what is their job? They're, so to speak, the su of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the assistant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in being the achrai over a nation. Shenisharu hamon haidiot. And to make sure they keep their ideologies. Shehem, meaning to keep them in order, normal people. Shehem ateret hachayim shel ha'anushiyot. They're the crown of life for people, right? They're malchus in this world. It's known that there's a bracha that if you see a non-Jewish king, that you make a bracha on that non-Jewish king. I don't have the lashon of the bracha on me, it's in many sidurim, but the bracha is basically that, like, so too you have malucha up there in Shemayim. You gave us malucha to help us understand the malucha that's going on in Shemayim. It's very cool. And my Shonabet, it was like this some king prince thing from some like small country, and he was walking.
Okay. Okay. So I apologize. What was I saying? It's hard to stop in the middle of a Rav Kook and getting on a roll. What are you saying? But oh, so it actually happened once that in my Shonabet that there was some prince, some kingish thing from some quasi country coming, and we asked Reb Nemtzel, who was by the window that looks down at those steps, he was going down. And we said, like, do we make a bracha on this guy? And he said, yes, you make a bracha on this guy. So everyone in the whole yeshiva came to the window, we all made a bracha on this dude. It was, like, kind of weird. I was like, I make a bracha on Peach. Make a bracha on him, too. Anyway, so this is, so to speak, his representative crown of life, crowning people, right? That's what a medina is. It's the achrayah of a person. Merchafimi ma'ala. It's something that's above the normal person. It's something that's greater, that although it's run by them, and it's run in a natural way, it's also run above them. But we can't understand what's going on in politics even necessarily. We're like, oh, we don't know what's going on, everything's top secret. There's also a top secret going on above the top secret. But that's still top secret. Ve'eno no gimba. And we can't get to either of those. Masha'en ken medina shehi b'yesoda idealit. The medina is the foundation, is the idealistic foundation. Yisoda idealit. That's it. A medina, the simple medina. He's not talking about a malchus Judaism. Not talking about that yet. But yisoda idealit. It's the foundation of it. It is the foundation of it. It's ideal. It's not something. The foundation is ideal as well. You can have the greatest part, beautiful thing of a house, but if a house doesn't have a foundation, it sinks right into the ground. Shechakuk biyota tochen ideal hayuter elyon, which was enacted, not stam, it was enacted by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that goes on with a Kadosh Baruch Hu is ideal, is the idealistic thing. A Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't stam put things in the world. We brought a piece of Rav Goren that talks about that, how a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't stam do things. He did it because that's what he wants to be done. What's happening is the ratzon of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is ratzon of Kadosh Baruch Hu. But it's the ideal thing, this foundation, which is truthfully, hopefully all medinas, and the medina that he's talking about, the upcoming medina that was being pushed already against the British at that time, is focused on the well-being of a single person. It's all the well-being of each person. It's
It's a good thing. Whether it's from or not, it's focused on the well-being of a yachid. That's amazing. That's where it needs to start. Medina Zoo. This Medina, he bemet hayot ha'ona besula ma'osha. And this Medina, he says, is truthfully Yoter Al-Yona, is this greater Al-Yona, the same word that Rabbi Nachman uses on this ladder, he calls, of greatness. It's the bottom of the ladder, but it's on the ladder. You're on the ladder. You're already climbing. Medina Zuhi Medina Teno, and this Medina is our Medina, Medinat Yisrael. I wasn't zocher to see it, unfortunately. Sitting in Har Zeitim staring at it, though. Yisod Kisei Hashem Ba'olam. This is the foundation chair of Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Shekol Chefza Hu Sheyeh Hashem Echad Lishmo Echad. And each thing in it should be Hashem Echad Lishmo Echad. It should all be one. Shezeu Be'emet Ha'osher Ayot Ha'Elyon. And this is, truthfully, the greatest thing. This is the greatest thing. Emet She'osher Nizgav Zetzarich Hu L'Bi Arach. And obviously, this needs an incredible amount, and it's beyond our understanding. Something's beyond Rav Kook's understanding, it's beyond anyone's understanding in this world right now. Let me tell you that. So it's beyond our understanding why and how and this and how it has to be like that, but it is what it is. Kedei lahalot oro b'yimei achoshech. And this is what's necessary in order to bring out the light in these dark days. But just because it's dark, just because it's not ideal, and what it's meant to be, like the Nevi'im bring down, does not mean that it's not the greatest thing ever. Ha'osha ayoter agadol. I'll bring one more piece by what I like to call the Maggid of Rav Kook, because he had the Baal Shem Tov, and he was great. And then you had the Maggid of Mezrich, who brought out Torah of Baal Shem into the world. And then you had Rav Kook, who started this whole thing of dati, religious Zionism, and then you had his son, Rav Tzvi Yehuda, Zichron Levracha, who really spread it out and developed it into a hashkafa, into a religion, with over 70 Ezra yeshivas now, and a whole changing world, and half the Knesset now, and half and three quarters of the officers in the army. Really something that brought it out into this world. Someone with passion, someone with a real personality, someone which our yeshivas, you know, our Rosh Yeshiva and our senior Rosh Yeshiva, these are the Torahs that our yeshiva was founded on. And in 1978, seemingly in Merkaz Arav, in the same Merkaz Arav you go to now, this is what he had to say on Yom HaAtzmaut, and we'll finish with this. Yesh hechrach lahazkiu levara inyana diyom b'michad. He's going to ask the question. Chiyuv miyuchad, ma inyan atzmautenu, ma perush atzmaut. I want to explain one thing. And we have this chiyuv, we have this new chiyuv. What's this whole chiyuv, this Yom HaAtzmaut thing? This thing that he really brought to power, Yom HaAtzmaut. He was one of the founders of it. But what is atzmautenu? What is our freedomness? Freedom, excuse me. Ma perush atzmaut. What does that mean, atzmaut? What does that mean, freedom? And he answers. Atzmaut medinit. We're free. We have our free government. We have our government. Atzmautenu ba'artzenu, eretz chayenu. We have we're free in our land, and our land is living. Ze inyano shel hayom hazeh. That's the inyan of today. Torah Hashem Tumimah Meshiva Nefesh, Eitza Shel Chazal B'Yerushalmi, where it says Torah Hashem Tumimah Meshivas Nefesh. Torah makes is sweet and it makes settles our soul. And it says in Yerushalmi, HaOmer Shemua B'Shem Omram Yira Baal HaShemua Kilo Omin L'Negdo B'Yerias HaOdas Riyas Ruchanit. We were able to see it. How great is it that we were able to see it and we were able to hear it? Fine. HaRabba Shalanu, the Shemua Zu. The greatness that we have, the privilege that we have to hear this L'atzma Utena Zu, who are Ramban. He says, this is the Ramban. Ramban we know. If you don't know, you daven in a shul usually, if you miss the Shiva davening. Although you shouldn't. Chiyuv de Oraita, this is the Ramban. Chiyuv de Oraita, she'anachnu niyeh shlitim al artzenu zot. It's a Chiyuv de Oraita. We're obligated from the Torah that we're supposed to be the ones that are running this land. We're supposed to be the ones. We're supposed to be in charge of it. It's supposed to be ours. V'lo eze goyim shebalam chalila. And not some random goyim from the world. He's not saying anything about the goyim. He's just saying it's not their job. Zeli madnu rabbeinu gadol ramban. Who is this taught to us by? Our great rabbi, the Ramban. You may have heard of him. Tosefos l'sefer mitzvos, when he adds onto the sefer mitzvos of the Rambam, mitzvos l'sefer doubt. And he writes, "Anachnu mechayavim min haTorah lichvosh et artenu." We're chayav. We're obligated to take over our land, Eretz Yisrael. Kol haTorah nitzchit umitoch kach gam mitzvah zu anu chayavim ba b'chol adarot.
The whole Torah goes on forever, and this is one of the mitzvos, and it always applies. So too, oh, some obviously without the Beis HaMikdash can't, but in their right time, they will.
That so too, just like this mitzvah also, we're chayiv in all the doros. It's not a mitzvah that ends, that we're, you know, the Ramban brings down as a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah forever, even in the galus.
Kibush ze mochama. What is a kibush? To take over something. That's mochama. That means war. Kibush ze mesirat nefesh. What is kibush? That means mesirat nefesh. That means being mesirat nefesh. Shlosha dvarim. Three things he brings down. Yarek vel yavor. You need to be, what does that mean, mesirat nefesh? You need to be yarek vel yavor. It's mitzvah, you need to be yarek vel yavor. Az mitzvah li harog? Is there a mitzvah? Is the mitzvah taking over? Is that to kill everyone? No. The mitzvah is to take over Eretz Yisrael. So the mitzvah is to harog. Chalila, he says. Ribono shel olam lo rotzeh shenharag. He didn't want us to kill. Aval b'matzav she'ein efshrut acheret yaharog. But in order to do the mitzvah, you need to do the mitzvah. Whatever steps in the way of the mitzvah, unfortunately, steps in the way of the mitzvah deraiser. Ma she'ein kein mitzvot kibush Eretz Yisrael. That's what any mitzvah he was talking about. So too, also with Kibush Eretz Yisrael, Achiyuv mutal aleinu, the Chiyuv is on us. HaMitzvah aleinu, the mitzvah is on us. L'hikanes b'matzav kazeh shel mechama. In order to get ourselves into this matzav, into the situation of mechama, al manat kim af im neharag, even if we have to kill someone, unfortunately, we don't want to. The famous line what's her name? The Prime Minister.
Golda Meir.
Thank you. She said that, okay, it's terrible. You killed so many of our children. You killed so many of our soldiers, and that's insanely hard for us. But what's so bad and what's so hard for us? And she was talking to the Arabs. The worst thing that you gave to us is that you made us kill someone on your side. Very strong line. Because that's, but you have to do what you have to do. Afim neharagi, but even if we have to kill, zui mitzvah miyuchedat ubazehi shekula keneged kol Torah kula. This is a specific mitzvah, and we know that it's brought down that in different places in Shas that Eretz Yisrael is neged kol Torah kula. It's brought down from Farshim, bring it down. What does that actually mean? He says over here, because something that's yargva yavor is neged kol Torah kula. No other mitzvah, meaning even killing doesn't apply. It's neged even killing, something that you're not allowed to do necessarily. But it's a mitzvah, you have to do it. It's neged kol Torah kula. It's neged yarag. Rabbeinu Ramban melamdeinu with ikar mitzvah be'ivrit bura. And he explained it, the Ramban explained it in simple Hebrew, he says, the ikar of the mitzvah. Shetiyeh haaretz kula legvolotel u'mitzareh, that the land should be within our borders and under our control, b'yadenu anu, in our hands, v'lo b'yad uma acheret, and not in the hands of another nation. Ha-mitzvah hazot hi inyan le'umi, and this mitzvah is not something on one person or another person, but this is a mitzvah of a whole nation together. It's a mitzvah of each person to do it, and it's a mitzvah as a whole, as an am, as a nation. Baruch shechiyanu v'kiyimanu v'giyanu l'zman hazeh. And he says that over there, how great it is that we got to this point. Here we are right now. We're running our own land. We're in charge of our land. We're the owners of the houses in this land. We're in charge here. It's amazing. It's not stam. It's not just a happen, a coincidence. We're not just here and there. Everything is in a place for a reason. Ribono shel olam marid melachim moshiv melachim. Excuse me. Yeah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought down kings here and kings there and different governments over there in different places at different times. V'hofech me'avchut mi'mizrach shemesh v'avro. And he turned the sun upside down k'dei la'avio tarnu la'atzmo'oteinu, in order for this to happen. He made things happen this way. It didn't just happen that, oh, this and that. No, he put the exact people in the UN at the exact time in order so that they would vote that the Jews should have a Medina. you just say those words and they make no sense. That the goyim should vote, the Jewish, it makes no sense. And in any other UN, in any other year of the UN's history, it would not would have happened. In the UN, this year, it would have been like 4 to 1 million. Would not have happened. Everything fell into the exact place at the exact time that was going on for generations, that it was planned from HaKadosh Baruch Hu before, and in order, kedei lavienu la'atzmautenu, in order to bring us to our freedom. Zehu Yom HaAtzmaut. That's what Yom HaAtzmaut is. Zui Kedusha Matzav HaZman Shalanu. It's the Kedusha of the Zman that we're in now that's happening. Sidurei Neshamot, the order of the Neshamos, and things that they moved around. He says, Ben Gurion Haya Apikoros. He says, Ben Gurion was an Apikoros. Hikarti Oto. He knew Ben Gurion. He was close to Ben Gurion. Tzuyuda was close to Ben Gurion. He knew him well. But Muvan Hadati Haya Apikoros. He says, he was a good person, obviously. He was a normal, he was a good, great person. He cared for his nation. That's already a good thing in itself. But religion, he was an Apikoros. He didn't keep Torah. He didn't do any of that. Ironically, he was the one who said the bracha of Shechianu when he established the Medina. It's funny how things work. But that sometimes needs to work like that. He was the one who was zocha to bring our atzmaut, to bring our freedom, to bring us back. Okay. And I think because of that, we have a chiyuv on ourselves to remember the great rabbis who taught us these ideas. To bring the Judaism into, it was started by an Apikoros, not how it started. We need to bring it to us lechatchila. Chiyuv shel hakarat tova. A chiyuv of having a karas tov for the people who did it. Today, Yom HaZikaron, for the soldiers who gave their lives, over 23,000. Here's great. You'll love this next line. Yesh beit knesset haRamban. There's a shul called the Ramban. Obviously, we know the one he's talking about. Lo lechinam. It's not free. It's not stam. Magia lo the Ramban. He deserves it. He deserves to have a shul in the old city. Shishtamer beit knesset al shmo. To have a shul in his name. Interesting. He puts that in there. Obviously, after all those stories of the Ramban, he ends up with these two paragraphs. Shnei gedarim yisodim b'muhammed mitzvah. There's two gedarim of this foundation of Muhammad's mitzvah. Aleph kibush ha'aretz shetiyeh ba'adenu. One is to take over the land, that the land is in our hands. If we don't have to do it through killing, all the greater. But Bet, the self-defense, the blocking off, like Rabbi Nachman brings, the pushing off of those Yisurin, in order to go up that ladder, which is how Rabbi Nachman brings down, we know that is through Torah, that's through continuing the Mesorah of Torah, of how it was. Mitzvah zu shel kibush, this mitzvah of kibush, of taking over tluya b'machshirim yiduim, is on these things that we know, like we just spoke about. Hagon Rav Meir Simcha Kotev, Rav Meir Simcha of Dvinsk, the Or Sameach and the Rambam, or as you know, the Meshech Chachma and the Torah, lived till in 1928 around, so he was around the time of Rav Kook, a little bit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misavev HaSibot. He had different reasons. V'achshav Yiganu L'matzav Kazeh, now we're at this point, Sheyesh Lanu Machshirim L'Kiyum HaMitzvah V'Anachnu Chayavim Ba. We have the tools, and now we're able to be mekayim this mitzvah, and now that we're able to, we're chayev to do it. Hamitzvah ikarit, hi kibush milchama. This mitzvah is kibush, which unfortunately now is milchama. V'ze inyon shel klal Yisrael, it's inyon of klal Yisrael, mamash hamechayel l'lmod behirut, to learn and live this with clarity. Briyot kazu, with a clearness. Shal Ramban of the Torah that we just learned, the Ramban Mosif Va'omar Ani Shema Shavligu Chazal Binyan Hayish Hayichidi Uhemshech Mitoch Hamitzvah Yikarit Tzrich Ladat Shemocham Shemochemet Atzmautenu V'yom Atzmautenu Mitoch Chag Atzmautenu. That this Mochama that won us, and this day that we have of it, and what we have, and what came from that, what we have, which is coming up in just a few hours, is Chag Atzmautenu. This independent day, this day of independence. Zuhi halacha mamash. This is not stam, a day. This is halacha mamash. Mitoch kach nosif riboy ahava v'avana. Therefore, you need to accept it with love and understanding. V'ishet re'eyu al t'chashu bilvavchem. You should not look bad upon the people who do and don't. You should have an avas Yisrael, an extra avas Yisrael, riboy avas ben tamini chacham. And there should be an extra love between the different tamini chacham and ben yeshivos v'tamidein, between yeshivos and between the different tamidim of the yeshivos. Mitoch kach yagdil Torah v'yadir. And therefore, Torah should always get greater. V'nizke b'siyad d'shmar ha'levrui l'kume girsa. Amen. And that's what Yom HaTzmut is in a little bit. Everyone should have Chag Sameach. Kol Tov to all.